KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Reading.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? All have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Experience glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff, with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Step into a world of adventure at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair on May 24th and 25th. The Anderson Fairgrounds transforms into a realm of knights, jesters, and magic. Watch thrilling armored combat. Enjoy lively Celtic and folk music. Feast like royalty and shop handcrafted treasures from artisans far and wide. Tickets are just $15 for adults, $13 for youth, $11 to $17, and kids 10 and under. Get in free. Get yours now at Eventbrite and skip the lines. Proudly sponsored by Shasta Stalls, your local consignment gift shop featuring unique finds, handcrafted goods, and arts and craft classes at 2185 North Street in Anderson, and Reading Anime, your hub for anime, gaming, and pop culture in the North State. And Creature Comforts, the rock and roll barbershop at 2181 North Street in Anderson, where you can get a fresh cut and enjoy a free beer while you wait. Don't miss out on the magic. Join us May 24th and 25th at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair. Hoorah!
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself, but the truth is we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Do is to do this very carefully and with gravity in mind so you don't slip and cut yourself. You want to take a utility knife and run it between the window and the seam of the wall on the wall side, because this is where the trim is covering the edge of the sash. And if you can cut that sort of paint seam there, it will loosen it up and not like yank off any more of the drywall or chip any plaster. And it kind of helps you create less of a mess when you're putting this all back together. If you're not able to pull those nails out, but you can kind of pull it out an inch or an inch and a half, you can run a Sawzall sort of behind. It's like a hacksaw blade, and cut the nails, which will give you that same effect of pulling that piece of wood off in a clean way. But you kind of just have to work very carefully in removing everything so that it goes back together carefully, then just sort of patch anything that needs and repaint.
Well, I tell you, I wouldn't take anything for it. It's structurally sound. And I just don't think they build them like that nowadays.
Yeah, we love old houses here at the Money Pit.
Well, I thank you so much for calling me back, and I'll get my tools out and see if I can't pry that thing open and make the necessary repair.
All right. Good luck, Cameron. Let us know how it works out. All right. Thanks so much for joining us here on the Money Pit. Coming up, what should you do when your next DIY project is creating a useful space to do other projects? Well, we're going to share some tips on putting together a great garage workshop when the Money Pit returns. It's time to get outside and transform your patio, porch, pool deck, and walkways with concrete resurfacing products from Deich Coatings. These top-quality real stone and granite coatings roll on easily to add beauty, durability, and traction to all of your surfaces. No artistic skills needed, and you'll love the authentic color selections. These DIY projects add value and curb appeal to your home. Learn more at the Home Depot, Lowe's, or DaichCoatings.com. That's DaichCoatings.com.
Do you have a toilet that's noisy or always running? Well, it's probably your flapper. You can stop wasting all that water and the noise by replacing the toilet flapper. We here at Team Money Pit are big fans of the Super Flapper from Fluid Master. Its innovative design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install, and it's the only flapper you'll need. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that noisy running toilet today. It's an easy DIY project, and it takes just a few minutes. So replace that old, worn-out flapper with the Super Flapper and start saving water immediately. Fluid Master has been the go-to brand for plumbing pros for over 67 years, so you know you are getting a product that's built to last and trusted by the experts. Any questions, you can call them at 800-631-2011 or just visit superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com. Winter is the perfect time to welcome birds into your garden, and here's why. They're nature's pest control, helping to keep caterpillars, slugs, and snails in check. Our top pick here at the Money Pit to make your garden bird-friendly is the Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder. For just $20, this versatile feeder offers 3 feed tubes to accommodate different foods and attract a variety of birds, and a large capacity and durable wear-resistant metal construction for years of reliable use. Pick up your Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder today at Walmart or Walmart.com and visit CenturionBrands.com to discover more quality lawn and garden products. Make your garden a haven for birds this winter. It's a win for them and your plants. Well, if you're looking to re-roof this year, a quality metal roof offers some of the best protection against extreme conditions. Metal roofs can withstand hurricane-force winds and protect against hail, rain, snow, and ice. In the summertime, they save energy, keep you cooler, and help safeguard against wildfire. So if you're looking for maximum performance for your home wherever you live, check out the durability, beauty, and long-lasting worry-free protection of a new metal roof. Visit metalroofing.com for more information.
Money Pit is presented by TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat and Anti-Slip Sealer from Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of the Money Pit. Renew concrete and stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Where we make good homes better, this is the Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. Give us a call, guys. Let us know how we can help you get those projects off your to-do list and put them on the to-done list. And, you know, spring, I feel like it's just so full of all kinds of projects to do around the house, inside, outside. And it's the time of year now to get your lawn and garden in order so that it looks amazing all summer long. And this is kind of where we set the stage for everything to bloom and grow and look great. So we have a really super prize to help you have the best backyard. Up for grabs, we have the Centurion 2-gallon lithium battery sprayer with USB charger and a metal wand. It's super easy to use. I mean, just effortless. One button, start, stop, right at the handle is going to keep that sprayer going. And the charge on that battery is going to give you 120 minutes of runtime. You can check it out at steinhome.com. Retails for about $89, but one lucky person is going to have a beautiful summer yard in no time. Jim, let's get back to the phones.
We're going to head down to North Carolina, assuming we were above North Carolina. And we're going to talk to Bea. And what's happening at your Money Pit, Bea?
Well, I have this closet that is fairly long, maybe about 6 feet long. I rent a property of tenant who has more clothes than anybody I've ever met, suits on there, and it bored the rod, and it pulled the supporting boards from the wall. And it's hard to keep getting these contractors to do small jobs. How could I myself, who's a novice at DIY projects, tackle this kind of a job?
All right, so I get it. They have a lot of clothes, and those suits do weigh quite a bit. But tell me, how was that closet rod supported in the first place? I mean, you mentioned it pulled the boards out of the wall, and a lot of times we see boards that have holes drilled into the middle of them, and then that board itself is attached to the wall, and that rod kind of sits inside that hole. I mean, is that what you're looking at?
There is on either end of the rod that is the situation. But then what we also have are these supporting racks, if you will, that are placed every so often through the length of the closet. So he literally not only did that wood rod bow, but those supporting racks that are then nailed to a board that is nailed into the drywall that literally pulled away from the wall, everything pulled from the wall.
All right, so here's what you need to do. First of all, you've got to completely empty out the closet and take out the shelf, which was probably loose on top of all of that assembly that you're describing. Now, what we're going to call here is something called cleating, which is a series of wood strips that you attach directly to the drywall on the long wall, but also on the short walls. And the first step is to make sure that these are solidly attached. Now, the cleating system is great. When I was doing home makeover shows, we would use cleats to attach, you know, custom-made headboards, upper cabinets, and it's sort of two pieces of wood. One wood is attached directly to the studs on the wall with a miter cut that angles toward the wall, and then the other piece is attached to, you know, the back of the cabinet or the back of the headboard with the miter cut going away from that. So when they sit on top of each other, they kind of lock in place. And they use this in, like, hotels as well to make sure things don't fall off the wall and people don't get hurt. It's definitely an awesome project, and it's definitely sturdy because you want to make sure everything is solidly attached. Now, that's how you're going to put all of your brackets up with this cleating system. And, you know, sometimes you just have to make sure that you're really going into the studs. The cleating system is going to give you a long, solid support where that shelf is going to go because, you know, you'll get studs, you'll get it into every stud, but you'll have a full, solid support. And remember, those studs are going to be about 16 inches on center. If you don't have a stud finder, just do the little knocking, and that'll kind of tell you what sounds hollow, what doesn't. Although I tell you, and Jim, tell me if I'm wrong, I always think it sounds hollow, so I don't know. I definitely rely on a stud finder and, you know, driving a nail or two in just to confirm my suspicions of the stud's location.
And keep some toothpaste or some cough in handy.
I mean, it's true. So it's like I don't really rely on the knocking system, but I've seen people do it, and Tom could do it well. He'd be like, click, click, oh, yes, stud. Nope, not stud. And I'd be like,
you only got to do it to hit the first one, hopefully.
True, and then hopefully the measurements. All right. You always want to make sure, though, that you go with a drywall screw. Make sure everything is really just supporting itself in the right way. And then that shelf can kind of lock into that cleat, and then you can attach the closet rod to the bottom of that shelf. But that shelf needs to go into the cleat and then have sort of corner brackets that support it again against the wall so it's not leading forward. It's not a terribly difficult project, but you just have to make sure that everything is properly attached to the wall because you know now that the suits are heavy. And if it is not properly attached and right into those studs, there is no magic fastener on earth that's going to hold the weight of that stuff up. So definitely just pay attention to where you're putting those supports in, and it will definitely take the weight of all of those suits.
That's great instruction.
All right, I hope that helps you out, Bea. Good luck with that project. Well, if you enjoy doing those DIY projects, having a dedicated space is essential for getting them done efficiently. But if you have a garage, that space can easily be transformed into a functional workshop without breaking the bank. We're going to share some tips here on how you can create a great garage workshop in just a weekend, including proper lighting, all for about $500. Now, the first step is to get a sturdy workbench with a solid top. Typically, we're looking at about 24 inches deep, 38 inches high. Depends on what you need for the project you're working on. Some are going to come with drawers, and even some will have an adjustable height top to sort of suit your comfort level. For instance, I prefer taller workbenches because I hate leaning over and getting the backaches, but you can buy a ready-made bench for a couple of $100s or build a simple one yourself in a day for about $100. And you want to make sure that whatever you've got on the floor in this work area, add a mat sort of in front of this bench because it's going to give you a little extra cushioning and comfort because as a person who stands on concrete all day in the studio working on projects, my feet hurt, my back hurts, but that cushioned mat definitely makes a huge difference. Now, next, let's talk about lighting, because bright lighting is going to be crucial for those work surfaces. You can do high-intensity LED shop lights. They're excellent for task lighting over that workbench. And these lights are many times brighter than the old fluorescent shop lights that they're kind of styled after. You want to aim for 130 to 150 lumens per square foot of workspace when you are planning out your lightscape for the room. Now, you also want to make sure that your workshop has sufficient electrical service with enough outlets and capacity for whatever power tools or tools in general that you are working with. You want to place those outlets near that workspace to avoid extension cords and tripping hazards. And you might want to consider upgrading to 20-amp circuits if you've got less than that in your garage space, because that will give you better performance for all of the things that you want to power. Now, storage is essential, and you want good solutions here. So plan what items you need and think about how you can display them, how you can store them nearby, what has to be behind a closed cabinet door. Modular storage systems are great because they offer flexibility in how you arrange the shelves. They've got bins, they've got hooks, all the things that you need to kind of suit your specific needs for the projects that you are working on or the type of space you're creating. And a lot of garage storage systems are just available for convenience. So you might find something already put together that works perfectly well. For larger tools and supplies, you can just use those sturdy stackable plastic bins with lids. You're going to see what's right in there, but I also always make a little label that just tells me. So in case I'm looking quickly or it's a little dark, I can see exactly what's inside. And lastly, if you're going to be using that workshop during winter, you do want to think about heating options for comfort. There are a lot of affordable electric heaters available to keep that workspace cozy during those chilly project days. We've got a guide for garage heating right available to you at moneypit.com. Jim, who's next on the phone?
Leslie, we've got Gail in Virginia, who is hot and cold and hot and cold. What's going on there?
I have an oil furnace that provides my heat and my hot water. Constantly have to adjust the water temperature in my shower.
Now, is it too hot or too cold, or what's going on?
Too hot. I've tried turning the temperature down on the furnace, but then it affects my heat, and I run out of hot water.
Now, all right, we know exactly what you've got going on here. You don't actually have a furnace. You have a boiler, and you have an indirect water heater. Is there a tank, like the tank is like a structure next to your boiler, or is it all coming straight off the boiler?
Straight off the boiler.
All right, so what you want to look for the next time you have the system serviced, you should be able to have a fix for this. There's a valve called a mixing valve, and the purpose of the mixing valve is to add cold water to that 160 or so degree water that comes right off the heating system, because you never want to have that full temperature going to your shower because you're going to get burned. All of those tankless coils, I mean, that's the system that you have, by the way. It's called a tankless coil. It's built into the boiler. And those generally do have a mixing valve, and that mixing valve adds that cold water into it. This way you have two basic ways to adjust the temperature. And as you've discovered, if you turn the temperature down for the water going through the boiler, your house isn't going to heat quite so well because the radiators aren't getting as hot. So they're really two separate purposes. You know, the water that you're using domestically for the shower shouldn't get any hotter than 110 and 120 degrees max. But for the heating system, you do need it to be higher.
Excellent.
You just need to find that mixing valve, make sure you have the technician identify it, show you how to operate it, and set it correctly because you don't want to keep messing around with this temperature difference. All right, good luck with your project.
Thank you. Bye now.
This is the Money Pit. Up next, we have HGTV's Boise Boys home improvement expert, Clint Robertson, stopping by, just giving us an update of what's going on in his home improvement world. So stick around. More coming up when the Money Pit returns.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel.
No doubt you've heard us talk about the amazing line of Tapo security cameras from TP-Link, a convenient and effective way to keep your home safe. But what about a convenient way to keep your home clean? Well, a super easy solution is the Tapo RV70 Pro Ultra Robot Vacuum. And this high-tech cleaner is all about reusing and recycling. Armed with AI detection, this is an all-in-one self-circulation robot with easy wastewater treatment and minimal maintenance. Here's some deets. The Tapo RV70 RB70 actually extracts moisture from the air to enable self-sustaining and eco-friendly cleaning and maintain your preferred humidity levels. The water used for the mopping function is recycled and purified, so you never have to refill it. And the built-in AI recognizes furniture and pets. It's the Tapo RB70 Pro Ultra. Check it out at tp-link.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Have you filed for disability benefits but were denied by the Social Security Administration? Or do you need to apply and are overwhelmed with paperwork? Are you between the ages of 50 and 63 and can no longer work because of an illness or injury? Thousands of hardworking Americans are in your situation. They file for disability benefits and are unnecessarily denied their much-needed benefit check. Call now for a no-obligation, free evaluation. We can help you nearly double your chances of approval and get your benefit checks faster. We understand the physical, emotional, and financial impact. We'll share our insider expertise and help you get your disability claim filed and paid immediately. There is a time limit to apply, so call right now. Operators are standing by to help you.
800-296-1459. 800-296-1459. 800-296-1459. That's 800-296-1459.
The argument of Wall Street versus Main Street is a pile of nonsense.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
The stock market was all over the place due to the expected tariffs. And guess what? Wall Street still made money. Mom and pop stores weren't even affected.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but it felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Whoa,
Well, we had so much fun when Clint Robertson of the Boise Boys visited us here last month at the Money Pit, and we asked him back because I didn't realize this. He was a finalist on The Apprentice, and you can find The Apprentice online right now, so we can all revisit Clint's season. Clint, welcome back to the Money Pit.
Yeah, happy to be back. We had such a good time, we got to do it twice.
Seriously, twice is nice. So tell us, this is amazing. I used to love The Apprentice. Feelings aside, everybody, about how you may or may not feel about the president. But was it amazing? Was it crazy? Was he wild?
The whole event was crazy. You wake up at 6 in the morning, or actually, you have to be on the streets by 6. You wake up like around 4, and you don't get to sleep till midnight for about 3 months straight. So they really get to the core of who you are. And it was just a phenomenal time. I loved every second of it. And the good news is my episodes aired. They aired. They've never been seen since on network television, on broadcast television. Prime Video on Amazon is now releasing every season, one a week, on Amazon Prime. So keep your eyes peeled for season 7. And you'll...
Don't spoil it for me. Did you win? Don't spoil it. I can't wait to see if you win.
Okay, all right. Well, well you shall be entertained, I promise you.
All right. Thank you so much, Clint. We can't wait to check out Building Boise, streaming online, and, of course, The Apprentice as well on Amazon Prime. I can't wait to see if you win or not. I'm so curious. Thanks again so much for stopping by the Money Pit, Clint.
Thank you very much, and we'll talk soon.
All right, Leslie, we've got Dewey looking to make some real estate income here. He has a 3-unit property, and, well, 2 out of 3 ain't bad. It isn't what Meatloaf exactly meant, I don't think, but... Well, one of them's not quite ready. What is going on there, Dewey?
I bought a 3-unit building where I live in one of the units. It was built in about 1905. And the basement unit has a really bad odor coming from one of the rooms. Prior to moving in, the unit had some pretty bad backed up sewage that flooded some of the unit. The room in question has carpet squares and kind of confirmed the smell's coming from the drywall. The room is on the sharing the exterior side of the house. So my question is how to figure out if it's from the flood, if there's leaking from the foundation, and if we do replace the drywall, making sure that that was the cause of the smell. The other thing is the exterior, there's some type of black material that was used to seal the sidewalk to the building, and what's the best way to seal that to make sure there's not leaking rainwater coming in as well?
Well, it's definitely great to have an investment unit. You know, having a building like that is so wonderful because it gives you a great return on investment. If you needed to live there, you could. But the issue here is that you've got some underlying conditions from this flood that definitely had some sewage in it, and that could be a health hazard. So you want to make sure that you tear up any of the drywall that was connected to that. And also if there was wiring, like if there was an outlet that was below that flood line, you've got to change the wiring, and you're going to have to do a fair amount of demolition there. But you would have to do it whether or not there was sewage. If there was water in the space, you would still have to change out the wiring. You would still have to remove that drywall. And it's just worse because there was sewage in the mix. And, you know, it's also kind of gross. The benefit here, guys, is that you could work with a remediation company, and they're really good at this. This is exactly what they do. They deal with leaks, they deal with floods, and not only do they get rid of anything that's impacted, they treat those wall cavities with the appropriate types of cleaning products to kill anything that's left behind, because you don't want to get biogas or have any bacteria living in there behind the wall that could make you super sick. I mean, it's definitely going to be a lot healthier if you're going to rent out that space to know that you've gone about the proper process of remediating any sort of issues from that sewage flood. But I do think you're going to have a big mess here on your hands. The other thing is the carpet. I mean, it's a really bad idea in general to have carpet. I mean, everybody loves a cozy floor, especially in a basement, but it's just a space that's so prone to moisture. There could be leaks, there could be flooding depending on the weather conditions. And even if your basement's been bone dry, you could get a crazy storm and end up with water in the basement. So you're better off having a floor that's water resistant, something that's like a solid surface that's meant to be used below grade. And then when you're all set, get a really cute area rug just to kind of make it feel cozy, and you can clean those as needed. All right. Now, in terms of the sidewalk that's outside, that's probably an asphalt sealant that was used between the sidewalk and the house. I mean, just generally speaking, on the outside of your house, you want to make sure that the water is draining away from the foundation. And if that sidewalk slab happens to pitch toward the house, that's a bad thing. I mean, no matter what you seal it with, you're not going to be able to stop the water from getting into that wall. So this would be a case where you would either have to tear out the concrete and replace it, or depending on how it's built, sometimes you can lift that concrete one section at a time and actually just repitch it. All right, there's a big project here, but you can definitely get it all back in working order and get that rental back on its feet. Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Coming up, that washing machine, you know, by nature of its name, washes things, but could germs be hanging out in the washing machine between uses? We're going to share some tips on why you should be washing your washing machine. So stick around. Metal roofs are very popular these days. They're durable, long-lasting, and beautiful. With a nearly endless number of designs, styles, and colors to choose from, you can easily find a quality metal roof to fit the architectural style of your home. There are even style options that mimic shake, slate, and clay or concrete tile, yet all offer the easy care and performance advantages of metal. Add great curb appeal to your home with a metal roof. Get inspired. Visit the Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com. If you have a second story deck, you can double your outdoor space with the addition of Trex Rain Escape. This innovative underdeck drainage system features an integrated network of troughs and downspouts that capture rain and snow and funnels it away, keeping the space underneath the deck dry so it can be used. Unlike other systems that install below the joists of a deck, Trex Rain Escape uniquely installs above the joists between the framing and the deck surface boards, leaving the wood and metal structure and the space below protected from the elements. Add furniture and accessories to create a comfortable outdoor room. You can even run gas and electrical lines safely under the deck surface to power lighting, ceiling fans, appliances, and more. Trex Rain Escape is available through Home Depot and Lowe's.com and through specialty decking dealers. Visit TrexRainEscape.com to learn more and find a dealer near you. It's time to get outside and transform your patio, porch, pool deck, and walkways with concrete resurfacing products from Deich Coatings. These top-quality real stone and granite coatings roll on easily to add beauty, durability, and traction to all of your surfaces. No artistic skills needed, and you'll love the authentic color selections. These DIY projects add value and curb appeal to your home. Learn more at the Home Depot, Lowe's, or DeichCoatings.com. That's DeichCoatings.com. Winter is the perfect time to welcome birds into your garden, and here's why. They're nature's pest control, helping to keep caterpillars, slugs, and snails in check. Our top pick here at the Money Pit to make your garden bird-friendly is the Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder. For just $20, this versatile feeder offers 3 feed tubes to accommodate different foods and attract a variety of birds, and a large capacity and durable wear-resistant metal construction for years of reliable use. Pick up your Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder today at Walmart or Walmart.com, and visit CenturionBrands.com to discover more quality lawn and garden products. Make your garden a haven for birds this winter. It's a win for them and your plants. Where we make good homes better, this is the Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. You know, spring really is the perfect time of year to get your lawn and garden in order so that it will look amazing all summer long. This is kind of setting the stage, you know, blooming color, keeping that yard looking great. But how do you do that? Well, I've got a great prize to help you get those projects done all around your yard this hour. Up for grabs, we have the Centurion 2-gallon lithium battery sprayer with USB charger and a metal wand, and it is totally effortless when you go to use it. It is a one-button start-stop. It's right at the handle. It keeps that sprayer going, and a full charge is going to give you about 120 minutes of runtime. The 14-inch metal wand has a brass nozzle, and it's going to give you a precise spray for every task, whether you are watering or fertilizing or even applying an herbicide. You can check it out online at steinhome.com. Retails for $89.99. We've got a beautiful summer yard headed out to one lucky caller. So, Jim, who's up on the phone?
It looks like we've got Jerry in Dayton, Ohio. How can we help you out today, Jerry?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. Love the show. I'm really interested in that Centurion garden sprayer. And I was hoping...
By Jerry, do you mean Jim? Jim, is this you? Jim, do you want the sprayer?
No, Leslie, I'm not allowed to win the sprayer.
Aw, Jim, I'm sorry. Let's get a real winner on the line.
All right, now we're heading to Connecticut. Leslie, we've got Nicole who's dealing with some noisy pipes. What's going on, Nicole?
Every time we flush the toilet and use a shower or wash a load of laundry, there's a well here, and we hear loud banging in the basement where the well, you know, water comes in.
All right, there's two things here that I'm thinking could be causing this. The first one is pretty straightforward, and it's called water hammer. And the water hammer occurs when plumbing pipes in the basement are kind of loose or not well attached to the wood framing. And, you know, the ceiling joists are a great example, because when you open up a faucet or close a faucet or flush the toilet, that water movement through the pipes suddenly stops. But sometimes that force continues to shake the pipe, and if that pipe isn't properly clamped to that joist, it's going to kind of shake and rattle and hit that joist and cause what's, you know, a water hammer sound.
Hammer time!
Yeah, exactly. Please, hammer, don't hurt them. And because you've got metal pipes, it kind of, like, makes that sound travel further, and it could make it sound louder, and you could definitely hear it all over the house. We do get a lot of calls from folks because it makes them super miserable, because if somebody goes to the bathroom, even if it's not directly next to the dining room when you're having a big family dinner, all of a sudden the pipes are start making such a racket. So the water hammer is one possibility there. But also, you have a well, so you might be hearing the well pump going on and off, and it shouldn't go on and off every single time you run the water if you have an expansion tank near it. So basically, the job of the expansion tank is it holds the water, and then it feeds off of the water from this tank when you're drawing it, and it has to go down to a certain point before it refills with more water that gets served through the pipes. So what I would have to say is just do a test. You know, have somebody else stand near the well and then run the faucets and turn them off and on and so on, and see if it's the well going on every time the water is being drawn, because that's not supposed to happen. And that could be putting a ton of wear and tear on the pump for the well. It's a lot of expense in terms of energy usage. And if you have the right type of tank in there, that could stop it from happening. If it's not the case, then it's most definitely going to be the water hammer. And you just fix that by securing the pipes to the underside of the floor joist structure. There's hangers for that. There's pipe clamps. It kind of really depends on how they're already installed, and just, you know, reattach them and make it better. There's also something called a water hammer arrestor, which is like a shock absorber for the water. And it basically goes on the end of some of those water pipe lines and just takes the pressure off. So as it's settling down, it doesn't shake the pipe as much. Does that make sense?
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much for all your help.
All right, well, good luck with that project, Nicole. Hopefully everything quiets down.
Can't touch this. I'm here all week.
Well, did you know that your washing machine might not be washing the germs out of your family's clothing? You know, over the years, a washing machine can become contaminated with, this is gross, I'm going to say it, fecal bacteria, guys.
Ugh.
And that potentially leaves millions of germs behind in that laundry. Even worse, it could be possible that viruses will linger longer on clothing, and that potentially could infect those that come in contact with them. So to kill any viruses or bacteria, first you want to wipe the washer door and that all of the seals around the washer door, especially with a front load with a solution of 25% bleach and water. Now, unless white streaks are your thing, just be careful not to spill that bleach or have it come in contact with your clothing and really wipe it away and rinse it away. Next, you want to run the washer without clothing in it using just hot water and a half a gallon of bleach. That bleach will sanitize the machine and all of the plumbing components, and that's going to kill any virus or bacteria that's been left behind. Finally, you want to be sure to select the extra rinse option here. You have to make sure that all of that bleach is cleaned out before you run that next load. And if you don't give it that extra rinse, it could kind of linger and then stain the clothing, which, you know, with bleach is not fixable. So definitely a good idea to do this. I kind of do this twice a year in my house just because, kind of a spring and fall thing, but definitely add it at least once a year into your routine. You will be thankful you did. Jim is on the line.
Hi, Kelly. You've got the Money Pit. How can we help out?
How do you get rid of freeloading bugs, slugs, and unwanted rodents from your yard, your garage, your basement, and your home?
There's a great article that's going to walk you through all of the tips to kind of keep those rodents away on moneypit.com. But I think this is also a good case in terms of the insects, you know, for sort of a general pesticide treatment, because where else do you begin with that kind of stuff? You know, what kind of infestation do you have going on? I think unless you know specifically what's going on to treat those specific insects, you know, a rodent's more like general management, whereas an insect is a very specific treatment for a very specific insect. And a pesticide professional or somebody that really does this for a living, they're going to know what they're targeting, how they're targeting, the right treatments for it. So, you know, and don't be afraid. You can go with these pesticide pros if you've got kids in the house and pets in the house. There is a product for every type of installation, but definitely that's where you start to get it under control. All right. I hope you get those guests out of your house quick.
Thanks so much for joining us this hour on The Money Pit. Leslie's last word this week has you doing some preventative plumbing that could save you a flood of money in the future. So stick around.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Invest in your future today with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready fast with one of our high demand career technical programs like nursing, heavy equipment, and welding. Or work on transferring to a CSU or UC with guaranteed placement. Full-time students get 2 years tuition free. Summer session begins June 9th. Click or call 242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Starting March 12th, every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Battles aren't won solely on the field. That's a common misconception. Battles are won within, over enemies of fear, enemies of doubt. In that place where promises are kept. Promises to oneself. Promises to one's community.
Healthy people move to free out of their house.
Promises to one's country. In the heart of every Marine, you'll find a promise. A promise forever kept. A promise of battles won.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com.
Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, where we make good homes better. I'm Leslie Segretti. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT. Let us know what you are working on. But even just leave us a message with what kind of projects you've got planned for this summer at your Money Pit. We're looking to customize our content here to really fix some of the stuff that you are working on. So don't worry about it. Just shoot us a call and say, hey, my top five projects this summer, X, Y, and Z. I want to build the deck. I want to paint some rooms. Whatever it is that you have going on, we can lend a hand. Remember, you can also email us questions, and I've got one here. Jim, who wrote in?
Well, this is a writer-inner, to use a Leslie phrase.
I like that it's made a comeback.
Yeah. Call back. This is Jack, and he wrote in saying, my outside light post isn't working as a light fixture, but the plug seems okay. I added some string lights, but then the breaker tripped. I went back and resnapped that breaker, but several days later it happened again. And I'm just going to have to call an electrician, do you think? Or do you have something I might be able to check on my end prior to calling an electrician?
All right. Well, I do know that breakers are not supposed to be turned off like a light switch like that. But it's definitely going off for a reason. You know, a circuit breaker exists to prevent that wiring from overheating and then catching on fire. And it's matched to the size of the wire. So if it's a number 14 wire, it means it's going to have a 15-amp breaker. And if that breaker keeps going off, it means that either that wire is being used to carry too much current. And that can happen if you've got, you've got an air conditioner plugged in and then you plug in the vacuum or the hair dryer and then it pops. So you know you're drawing too much service to go through that wire and that is definitely causing it to pop. But it also can go off if you're getting a short and that can be dangerous, especially when you're talking about some outside lighting. So this is really way past the skill of the average homeowner. You should call in an electrician and kind of figure out what's going on. And quite frankly, if this old light fixture is just kind of, you know, not up to date, you're better off just getting a new one anyway, and it's going to have a built-in ground fault as opposed to just adding that ground fault circuit interrupter to that circuit itself. It might even be less expensive overall, but definitely unsafe with what you're doing, and you need to get to the bottom of it. All right? When the lights are flickering, that's a bad sign, you guys.
Even a tiny water leak can cause a lot of damage over time. If you've got a spare half hour, you can easily check for leaks in and under all the sinks in your home. Leslie tells us how in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
All right. Well, here is the best way that you can check for leaks in your sink. First of all, you want to turn each faucet on and run it full blast for a minute or two. Then, with a bright flashlight, inspect the drain under that sink. If no leak is spotted, close the stopper, let the sink fill up until it hits that overflow valve there. Do not walk away during this part because some faucets can still fill a sink faster than that overflow can drain it, and then you're going to end up with a big mess. Now, after that water has been running through that overflow for another minute or two, check the drain again under the sink. If still no leak, your sink is good to go. You kind of do this sink to sink, check everything out. You also want to check your toilets for leaks. You can pour a bit of food coloring into the toilet tank. Wait 20 minutes and then go back in and look at that bathroom and check to see if the bowl, if the water in there at all has become colored in any way. If that green or blue or whatever you put in that tank sort of leaks through, you have a leaky flush valve and you can replace that super duper duper easy. It's a definite do-it-yourself project. It takes no time at all. You just have to turn off the water flow to that toilet. Super affordable, great way to make that toilet more efficient. So you're not just wasting all your money down the drain. All right, guys, you know, it's been a busy hour here for the team at Money Pit, so thank you so much for joining us. Coming up next week on the show, stone walls are synonymous with strength, but a poorly built wall can crumble in no time at all. We're going to share some tips on building a stone wall that will stand the test of time. Thanks again, guys. Remember, you can do it yourself, but you don't have to do it alone.
On the Money Pit Radio Show. Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
Woo! Okay, I'm talking. fucking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life, unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 800-709-4393. 800-709-4393. That's 800-709.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump says he doubts Russia's Vladimir Putin wants to end his war in Ukraine. Trump's expressing new skepticism that a peace deal can be reached soon, and his comments come only a day after saying Ukraine and Russia were very close to a deal. Leaders from around the world have bid farewell to Pope Francis today. Some 250,000 people attended the funeral mass. A former Israeli ambassador to the U.S. says October 7th attack by Hamas ended once and for all any and all hope for a two-state solution between Israel and the Palestinians.
That basically convinced just about anybody who was in favor of a two-state solution that it wasn't going to happen. And that included the very peaceful populations of the communities and farms that were bordered on Gaza on that morning. Many of those people were deeply dedicated to peace.
That's Dr. Michael Oren. When members of the House of Representatives return to Washington next week, much of their focus will be on passing President Trump's domestic agenda. Ways and Means Committee Chairman Jason Smith of Missouri says he wants his committee and the House in general to focus on lowering taxes for the working class.
I want to deliver a pro-growth, pro-worker, pro-family, pro-small business, pro-farmer tax bill. And that the way that you do that with Republicans is making sure all Americans are paying less.
Oklahoma GOP Senator James Lankford says Congress will soon approve more money for border security and infrastructure, including more living space for detainees.
When you deport someone or remove them, they are going to spend, you know, a week or two, sometimes just a day or two, in custody. And then they've got to be able to be moved out. We could actually remove more, especially criminal aliens, if we had more beds.
Senator Lankford was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. A massive explosion and fire has rocked a port in southern Iran, purportedly linked to a shipment of chemical ingredient used to make missile propellant. You'll find more stories and news at townhall.com.
You heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95. An easy, affordable way to see how it could literally change your life, like it has mine. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Trying it couldn't be easier with their three-week quick start for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. And it just takes a phone call to 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. 1-800-4-RELIEF. Wherever you're having pain, every day you feel better is a day you live better. Try Relief Factor's three-week quick start. Visit ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
A car bomb has killed a Russian general in Moscow.
It's the second such attack on a top Russian military officer in 4 months. Russia's investigative committee said that Lieutenant General Yaroslav Moskalik was killed by an explosive device placed in his car in a city just outside Moscow. Moskalik was a deputy head of the main operational department of the Russian armed forces. The attack follows the killing of Lieutenant General Igor Kirillov, who died on December the 17th when a bomb hidden on an electric scooter parked outside his apartment building exploded as he left for his office. I'm Karen Chemeth.
More on that massive explosion and fire in port in South Iran, purportedly linked to a shipment of chemical ingredient used to make missile propellant. The media reporting the blast killed 8 people and injured more than 750 others. Authorities in Iran offering no clear explanation for what caused the blast.
but a private security firm says it took in missile fuel shipment in March. More at townhall.com. The Education Department will begin collecting next month on student loans that are in default. John Scott has more.
This will include the garnishing of wages for potentially millions of borrowers. Currently, roughly 5.3 million borrowers are in default on their federal student loans. Beginning May 5th, the department will begin involuntary collection through the Treasury Department's Offset Program, which withholds payments from the government from people with past due debts to the government. After a 30-day notice, the department will begin garnishing wages for borrowers in default. John Scott reporting.
Authorities in New Mexico have released more videos related to their investigation into the deaths of Gene Hackman and his wife. The actor Betsy and Betsy Arakar were found February 26 in their home. The videos mostly show officers at work early on in the investigation. Officials say Arakar died of a rare rodent-borne disease, and Hackman died about a week later of heart complications from Alzheimer's. You'll find more news and breaking news and analysis at townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, food fans. Chef Tal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Step into a world of adventure at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair on May 24th and 25th. The Anderson Fairgrounds transforms into a realm of knights, jesters, and magic. Watch thrilling armored combat, enjoy lively Celtic and folk music, feast like royalty, and shop handcrafted treasures from artisans far and wide. Tickets are just $15 for adults, $13 for youth, 11 to 17, and kids 10 and under. Get in free. Get yours now at Eventbrite and skip the lines. Proudly sponsored by Shasta Stalls, your local consignment gift shop featuring unique finds, handcrafted goods, and arts and craft classes at 2185 North Street in Anderson, and Reading Anime, your hub for anime, gaming, and pop culture in the North State. And Creature Comforts, the rock and roll barbershop at 2181 North Street in Anderson, where you can get a fresh cut and enjoy a free beer while you wait. Don't miss out on the magic. Join us May 24th and 25th at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair. Hoorah!
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
If your basement needs a pump or your place is like a dump, give it a money pit, pick up the telephone,
fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
The Money Pit is presented by Centurion Tools. Now, here's Leslie Segretti.
Welcome to the Money Pit, where we make good homes better. I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on? Give us a call anytime at 888-MONEY-PIT. We love to hear about all of your projects. We want to know what you've got going on this time of year. Even if you don't want to ask us a question, just give us a call and say, you know what? This summer, I want to take on a decking project, or my yard's not the best. How can I make it better? Because we want to make sure that we're helping you with what you've got going on at your money pit. So give us a call, leave us a message, let us know how we can help. Coming up this hour, are you a do-it-yourselfer, but you need a better do-it-yourself workspace? Well, having the right dedicated work spot for what you love to create will help you achieve all of those DIY dreams. We've got tips to create a productive and efficient garage workspace to handle projects big and small. Plus, joining us this hour for like a mini catch-up is HGTV's Boise Boys home improvement expert Clint Robertson is here to share how his love of construction and real estate have been the perfect recipe in creating a great home and share a bit about his experience with President Trump during The Apprentice. Who knew? Now I'm going to go back and kind of rewatch the whole thing. I have to know. I didn't know Clint was on this, so I want to see what's going on.
No doubt.
Also ahead, could germs actually be lurking in your laundry? Well, it may seem counterintuitive, but for the health, safety, and cleanliness of your family, it's actually important to wash your washing machine. So we're going to tell you how to deep clean those machines. Yeah, that's right. It's one more thing you have to wash, but it's worth it. Just ahead. But first, our focus is you. So let us know what DIY project is on your to-do list to help us move it to your done list. Give us a call now at 888-MONEY-PIT. Jim, who's first?
Leslie, Tracy in Florida is on the line and has taken a chance with some crown molding. Tracy, are you doing this yourself? What's going on there?
So I wanted to install crown molding. I am not handy at all. I was looking into how to install it, and I saw that you could install the high-density styrofoam, like the poly, I forget what it's called.
Oh, yeah, you're talking about that foam trim, right?
Yes, and it got good reviews, and it looks kind of like real, and it's easier to install. I just don't know if it's a good thing to do.
Yeah, I think so. You know, crown molding, from a carpentry perspective, is kind of a super difficult carpentry job because you have to cut a compound miter to do that, and then you also have to cope it, which means you kind of make one piece of the molding, which is interesting because you kind of have to, like, tilt the molding and kind of put it upside down. It's a very complicated way. It's like a compound miter cut. And it's awesome if you can use a compound miter saw or even a handsaw with like a little box that's helpful for it. But it is a bit confusing to kind of do the math in your head and visually see how it will come together, especially if this is a project you haven't done before. So out of wood, it's complicated for a beginning do-it-yourselfer. And that's why these foam moldings have seen such a big boost to DIYers, because they're easy to install, they're easy to cut, and you put them up with caulk. I mean, you're using the caulk as an adhesive, really, to hold it in place, and you put a couple nails in it just to kind of tack it in place while it dries. And as long as you were planning on painting that molding anyway, the foam really makes great sense, because once it's painted and installed, you can't tell that it's not wood. So it's definitely a do-it-yourself project. If you wanted to have one where you saw the wood grain, then really traditional wood crown molding is pretty much the only way to go. But that's definitely a DIY project. The foam, paint it white, it looks really sharp, and it's something you can absolutely do yourself.
Oh, great. That's what I need.
Yeah, just make sure, you know, you read the instructions. Make sure you have the tools on hand. A simple miter box with a handsaw is really helpful to give you those clean cuts. It's not very expensive when you buy a simple one. The other thing you have to do is, if there's any mistakes here and there, you can just fill those gaps with the caulk as well, and it kind of hides all of those mistakes. And then once you paint it, no one's ever going to know. Just use that latex caulk and make sure you have proper caulking trowel. You know what I'm talking about. It's your finger. You got five of them on each hand, so it's definitely a great tool. You've already got that one.
Thank you so much.
All right. It's going to look great. Take care and good luck with that project, Tracy.
Now we've got Cameron on the line, who's got some issues with some old windows. And Leslie and I know about very old houses, huh, Leslie?
Oh, yes, we do. What's going on?
I've got a home that's about 100 years old, and I have the type of windows that have the counterweights on the inside, the frame itself. When I've watched these videos on how to make that repair, and I guess the side of the window is called the sash, there should be a screw or something that allows me to open up that wood so that I can see that counterweight. My windows do not have that access. I don't know how to gain access to the counterweight itself.
Well, first of all, it's not uncommon to have this problem, and you've sort of got two options. If you want to restring that weight, which you can do, you have to take off the interior trim, you know, the casing, which is between the sash and the wall. And once you do, you're going to notice this sort of wide cavity, about 3 to 4 inches wide. You physically detach that, and you're going to see sort of an opening behind there. And it may be in a younger window that the panel comes off easily, but generally when I fix this, you kind of take the casing off on the right and the left side. And this way you can get in, you can see where that weight is, and you can restring it up to those pulleys. I mean, you want to use a window chain if you're redoing it, not another rope, because the ropes are the things that break. The trick here, Cameron, is to get that trim off without damaging it so you're not making a bigger mess in a second project. And what I would tell you to do is to do this very carefully and with gravity in mind so you don't slip and cut yourself. You want to take a utility knife and run it between the window and the seam of the wall on the wall side, because this is where the trim is covering the edge of the sash. And if you can cut that sort of paint seam there, it will loosen it up and not like yank off any more of the drywall or chip any plaster. And it kind of helps you create less of a mess when you're putting this all back together. If you're not able to pull those nails out, but you can kind of pull it out an inch or an inch and a half, you can run a Sawzall sort of behind. It's like a hacksaw blade and cut the nails, which will give you that same effect of pulling that piece of wood off in a clean way. But you kind of just have to work very carefully in removing everything so that it goes back together carefully. Then just sort of patch anything that needs and repaint.
Well, I tell you, I wouldn't take anything for it. It's structurally sound, and I just don't think they build them like that nowadays.
Yeah, we love old houses here at the Money Pit.
Well, I thank you so much for calling me back, and I'll get my tools out and see if I can't pry that thing open and make the necessary repair.
All right. Good luck, Cameron. Let us know how it works out. All right. Thanks so much for joining us here on the Money Pit. Coming up, what should you do when your next DIY project is creating a useful space to do other projects? Well, we're going to share some tips on putting together a great garage workshop when the Money Pit returns. It's time to get outside and transform your patio, porch, pool deck, and walkways with concrete resurfacing products from Deich Coatings. These top-quality real stone and granite coatings roll on easily to add beauty, durability, and traction to all of your surfaces. No artistic skills needed, and you'll love the authentic color selections. These DIY projects add value and curb appeal to your home. Learn more at the Home Depot, Lowe's, or DeichCoatings.com. That's DeichCoatings.com.
Do you have a toilet that's noisy or always running? Well, it's probably your flapper. You can stop wasting all that water and the noise by replacing the toilet flapper. We here at Team Money Pit are big fans of the Super Flapper from Fluidmaster. Its innovative design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install, and it's the only flapper you'll need. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that noisy running toilet today. It's an easy DIY project, and it takes just a few minutes. So replace that old worn-out flapper with the Super Flapper and start saving water immediately. Fluidmaster has been the go-to brand for plumbing pros for over 67 years, so you know you are getting a product that's built to last and trusted by the experts. Any questions, you can call them at 800-631-2011 or just visit superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com. Winter is the perfect time to welcome birds into your garden, and here's why. They're nature's pest control, helping to keep caterpillars, slugs, and snails in check. Our top pick here at the Money Pit to make your garden bird-friendly is the Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder. For just $20, this versatile feeder offers 3 feed tubes to accommodate different foods and attract a variety of birds, and a large capacity and durable wear-resistant metal construction for years of reliable use. Pick up your Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder today at Walmart or Walmart.com, and visit CenturionBrands.com to discover more quality lawn and garden products. Make your garden a haven for birds this winter. It's a win for them and your plants. Well, if you're looking to re-roof this year, a quality metal roof offers some of the best protection against extreme conditions. Metal roofs can withstand hurricane-force winds and protect against hail, rain, snow, and ice. In the summertime, they save energy, keep you cooler, and help safeguard against wildfire. So if you're looking for maximum performance for your home wherever you live, check out the durability, beauty, and long-lasting worry-free protection of a new metal roof. Visit metalroofing.com for more information.
Money Pit is presented by TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat and Anti-Slip Sealer from Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of the Money Pit. Renew concrete and stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Where we make good homes better, this is the Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. Give us a call, guys. Let us know how we can help you get those projects off your to-do list and put them on the to-done list. And, you know, spring, I feel like it's just so full of all kinds of projects to do around the house, inside, outside. And it's the time of year now to get your lawn and garden in order so that it looks amazing all summer long. And this is kind of where we set the stage for everything to bloom and grow and look great. So we have a really super prize to help you have the best backyard. Up for grabs, we have the Centurion 2-gallon lithium battery sprayer with USB charger and a metal wand. It's super easy to use. I mean, just effortless. One button, start, stop, right at the handle is going to keep that sprayer going. And the charge on that battery is going to give you 120 minutes of runtime. You can check it out at steinhome.com. Retails for about $89, but one lucky person is going to have a beautiful summer yard in no time. Jim, let's get back to the phones.
We're going to head down to North Carolina, assuming we were above North Carolina, and we're going to talk to B. And what's happening at your Money Pit, B?
Well, I have this closet that is fairly long, maybe about 6 feet long. I rent a property of tenant who has more clothes than anybody I've ever met. Suits on there, and it bored the rod, and it pulled the supporting boards from the wall. And it's hard to keep getting these contractors to do small jobs. How could I myself, who's a novice at DIY projects, tackle this kind of a job?
All right. So I get it. They have a lot of clothes, and those suits do weigh quite a bit. But tell me, how was that closet rod supported in the first place? I mean, you mentioned it pulled the boards out of the wall, and a lot of times we see boards that have holes drilled into the middle of them, and then that board itself is attached to the wall, and that rod kind of sits inside that hole. I mean, is that what you're looking at?
There is on either end of the rod that is the situation, but then what we also have are these supporting racks, if you will, that are placed every so often through the length of the closet. So he literally not only did that wood rod bow, but the supporting racks that are then nailed to a board that is nailed into the drywall that literally pulled away from the wall, everything pulled from the wall.
All right, so here's what you need to do. First of all, you've got to completely empty out the closet and take out the shelf, which was probably loose on top of all of that assembly that you're describing. Now, what we're going to call here is something called cleating, which is a series of wood strips that you attach directly to the drywall on the long wall, but also on the short walls. And the first step is to make sure that these are solidly attached. Now, the cleating system is great. When I was doing home makeover shows, we would use cleats to attach, you know, custom-made headboards, upper cabinets, and it's sort of two pieces of wood. One wood is attached directly to the studs on the wall with a miter cut that angles toward the wall, and then the other piece is attached to, you know, the back of the cabinet or the back of the headboard with the miter cut going away from that. So when they sit on top of each other, they kind of lock in place. And they use this in, like, hotels as well to make sure things don't fall off the wall and people don't get hurt. It's definitely an awesome project, and it's definitely sturdy because you want to make sure everything is solidly attached. Now, that's how you're going to put all of your brackets up with this cleating system. And, you know, sometimes you just have to make sure that you're really going into the studs. The cleating system is going to give you a long, solid support where that shelf is going to go because, you know, you'll get studs, you'll get it into every stud, but you'll have a full, solid support. And remember, those studs are going to be about 16 inches on center. If you don't have a stud finder, just do the little knocking, and that'll kind of tell you what sounds hollow, what doesn't. Although, I tell you, and Jim, tell me if I'm wrong, I
always think it sounds hollow. So I don't know. I definitely rely on a stud finder and, you know, driving a nail or two in just to confirm my suspicions of the stud's location.
And keep some toothpaste or some caulk in handy.
I mean, it's true. So it's like I don't really rely on the knocking system, but I've seen people do it, and Tom could do it well. He'd be like, click, click. Oh, yes, stud. Nope, not stud. And I'd be like,
you only got to do it to hit the first one, hopefully.
True. And then hopefully the measurements. All right. You always want to make sure, though, that you go with a drywall screw. Make sure everything is really just supporting itself in the right way. And then that shelf can kind of lock into that cleat. And then you can attach the closet rod to the bottom of that shelf. But that shelf needs to go into the cleat and then have sort of corner brackets that support it again against the wall so it's not leading forward. It's not a terribly difficult project, but you just have to make sure that everything is properly attached to the wall, because you know now that the suits are heavy, and if it is not properly attached and right into those studs, there is no magic fastener on earth that's going to hold the weight of that stuff up. So definitely just pay attention to where you're putting those supports in, and it will definitely take the weight of all of those suits.
That's great instruction.
All right, I hope that helps you out, B. Good luck with that project. Well, if you enjoy doing those DIY projects, having a dedicated space is essential for getting them done efficiently. But if you have a garage, that space can easily be transformed into a functional workshop without breaking the bank. We're going to share some tips here on how you can create a great garage workshop in just a weekend, including proper lighting, all for about $500. Now, the first step is to get a sturdy workbench with a solid top. Typically, we're looking at about 24 inches deep, 38 inches high.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
Saddle up, folks. The Shasta County Arts Council invites you to a night of boots, booze, and balladry at Old City Hall in downtown Reading. May 2nd, 7 to 9, dust off your boots and bandanas for an evening of cowboy poetry, toe-tapping tunes, sweet treats, and boot-kicking fun. Tickets are $50 for public and $40 for Arts Council patrons. Each ticket includes one beverage from the bar. SCAC patrons, check your email for discount code.
Reserve a spot now at ShastaArtsCouncil.org.
Yeehaw!
Lumens per square foot of workspace when you are planning out your lightscape for the room. Now, you also want to make sure that your workshop has sufficient electrical service with enough outlets and capacity for whatever power tools or tools in general that you are working with. You want to place those outlets near that workspace to avoid extension cords and tripping hazards. And you might want to consider upgrading to 20 amp circuits if you've got less than that in your garage space, because that will give you better performance for all of the things that you want to power. Now, storage is essential, and you want good solutions here. So plan what items you need and think about how you can display them, how you can store them nearby, what has to be behind a closed cabinet door. Modular storage systems are great because they offer flexibility in how you arrange the shelves. They've got bins, they've got hooks, all the things that you need to kind of suit your specific needs for the projects that you are working on or the type of space you're creating. And a lot of garage storage systems are just available for convenience. So you might find something already put together that works perfectly well. For larger tools and supplies, you can just use those sturdy stackable plastic bins with lids. You're going to see what's right in there, but I also always make a little label that just tells me. So in case I'm looking quickly or it's a little dark, I can see exactly what's inside. And lastly, if you're going to be using that workshop during winter, you do want to think about heating options for comfort. There are a lot of affordable electric heaters available to keep that workspace cozy during those chilly project days. We've got a guide for garage heating right available to you at moneypit.com. Jim, who's next on the phone?
Leslie, we've got Gail in Virginia, who is hot and cold and hot and cold. What's going on there?
I have an oil furnace that provides my heat and my hot water. Constantly have to adjust the water temperature in my shower.
Now, is it too hot or too cold or what's going on?
Too hot. I've tried turning the temperature down on the furnace, but then it affects my heat and I run out of hot water.
Now, all right, we know exactly what you've got going on here. You don't actually have a furnace. You have a boiler and you have an indirect water heater. Is there a tank, like the tank is like a structure next to your boiler, or is it all coming straight off the boiler?
Straight off the boiler.
All right, so what you want to look for the next time you have the system service, you should be able to have a fix for this. There's a valve called a mixing valve, and the purpose of the mixing valve is to add cold water to that 160 or so degree water that comes right off the heating system, because you never want to have that full temperature going to your shower because you're going to get burned. All of those tankless coils, I mean, that's the system that you have, by the way. It's called a tankless coil. It's built into the boiler. And those generally do have a mixing valve, and that mixing valve adds that cold water into it. This way you have two basic ways to adjust the temperature. And as you've discovered, if you turn the temperature down for the water going through the boiler, your house isn't going to heat quite so well because the radiators aren't getting as hot. So they're really two separate purposes. You know, the water that you're using domestically for the shower shouldn't get any hotter than 110 and 120 degrees max. But for the heating system, you do need it to be higher.
Excellent.
You just need to find that mixing valve, make sure you have the technician identify it, show you how to operate it, and set it correctly because you don't want to keep messing around with this temperature difference. All right, good luck with your project.
Thank you. Bye now.
This is the Money Pit. Up next, we have HGTV's Boise Boys home improvement expert, Clint Robertson, stopping by, just giving us an update of what's going on in his home improvement world. So stick around. More coming up when the Money Pit returns.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel.
No doubt you've heard us talk about the amazing line of Tapo security cameras from TP-Link, a convenient and effective way to keep your home safe. But what about a convenient way to keep your home clean? Well, a super easy solution is the Tapo RV70 Pro Ultra Robot Vacuum. And this high-tech cleaner is all about reusing and recycling. Armed with AI detection, this is an all-in-one self-circulation robot with easy wastewater treatment and minimal maintenance. Here's some deets. The Tapo RV70 actually extracts moisture from the air to enable self-sustaining and eco-friendly cleaning and maintain your preferred humidity levels. The water used for the mopping function is recycled and purified, so you never have to refill it. And the built-in AI recognizes furniture and pets. It's the Tapo RV70 Pro Ultra. Check it out at tp-link.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
My name is Corporal Bradley Joseph Seitz.
Jerry Reed.
Kate Weber.
These are real veterans facing a real challenge.
I have PTSD.
And I have PTSD.
I have PTSD.
Post-traumatic stress disorder can happen to anyone.
I was still in a war zone in my mind.
But treatment can turn your life around.
Treatment has really saved my life.
To learn about PTSD and how treatment can help you, call your local VA medical center or visit ptsd.va.gov.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Have you filed for disability benefits but were denied by the Social Security Administration? Or do you need to apply and are overwhelmed with paperwork? Are you between the ages of 50 and 63 and can no longer work because of an illness or injury? Thousands of hardworking Americans are in your situation. They file for disability benefits and are unnecessarily denied their much-needed benefit check. Call now for a no-obligation, free evaluation. We can help you nearly double your chances of approval and get your benefit checks faster. We understand the physical, emotional, and financial impact. We'll share our insider expertise and help you get your disability claim filed and paid immediately. There is a time limit to apply, so call right now. Operators are standing by to help you.
800-296-1459. 800-296-1459. 800-296-1459. That's 800-296-1459.
The argument of Wall Street versus Main Street is a pile of nonsense.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
The stock market was all over the place due to the expected tariffs, and guess what? Wall Street still made money. Mom and pop stores weren't even affected.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but it felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Well, we had so much fun when Clint Robertson of the Boise Boys visited us here last month at the Money Pit, and we asked him back because I didn't realize this. He was a finalist on The Apprentice, and you can find The Apprentice online right now, so we can all revisit Clint's season. Clint, welcome back to the Money Pit.
Yeah, happy to be back. We had such a good time, we got to do it twice.
Seriously, twice is nice. So tell us, this is amazing. I used to love The Apprentice. Feelings aside, everybody, about how you may or may not feel about the president. But was it amazing? Was it crazy? Was he wild?
The whole event was crazy. You wake up at 6 in the morning, or actually, you have to be on the streets by 6. You wake up like around 4, and you don't get to sleep till midnight for about 3 months straight. So they really get to the core of who you are. And it was just a phenomenal time. I loved every second of it. And the good news is my episodes aired. They aired. They've never been seen since on network television or on broadcast television. Prime Video on Amazon is now releasing every season, one a week, on Amazon Prime. So keep your eyes peeled for season 7. And you'll...
Don't spoil it for me. Did you win? Don't spoil it. I can't wait to see if you win.
Okay. All right. Well, well you shall be entertained, I promise you.
All right. Thank you so much, Clint. We can't wait to check out Building Boise, streaming online, and, of course, The Apprentice as well on Amazon Prime. I can't wait to see if you win or not. I'm so curious. Thanks again so much for stopping by the Money Pit, Clint.
Thank you very much, and we'll talk soon.
All right, Leslie, we've got Dewey looking to make some real estate income here. He has a 3-unit property, and, well, 2 out of 3 ain't bad. It isn't what Meatloaf exactly meant, I don't think, but one of them's not quite ready. What is going on there, Dewey?
I bought a 3-unit building where I live in one of the units. It was built in about 1905. And the basement unit has a really bad odor coming from one of the rooms. Prior to moving in, the unit had some pretty bad backed up sewage that flooded some of the unit. The room in question has carpet squares and kind of confirmed the smell's coming from the drywall. The room is on the sharing the exterior side of the house. So my question is how to figure out if it's from the flood, if there's leaking from the foundation, and if we do replace the drywall, making sure that that was the cause of the smell. The other thing is the exterior, there's some type of black material that was used to seal the sidewalk to the building, and what's the best way to seal that to make sure there's not leaking rainwater coming in as well?
Well, it's definitely great to have an investment unit. You know, having a building like that is so wonderful because it gives you a great return on investment. If you needed to live there, you could. But the issue here is that you've got some underlying conditions from this flood that definitely had some sewage in it, and that could be a health hazard. So you want to make sure that you tear up any of the drywall that was connected to that. And also if there was wiring, like if there was an outlet that was below that flood line, you've got to change the wiring, and you're going to have to do a fair amount of demolition there. But you would have to do it whether or not there was sewage. If there was water in the space, you would still have to change out the wiring. You would still have to remove that drywall. And it's just worse because there was sewage in the mix. And, you know, it's also kind of gross. The benefit here, guys, is that you could work with a remediation company. And they're really good at this. This is exactly what they do. They deal with leaks. They deal with floods. And not only do they get rid of anything that's impacted, they treat those wall cavities with the appropriate types of cleaning products to kill anything that's left behind, because you don't want to get biogas or have any bacteria living in there behind the wall that could make you super sick. I mean, it's definitely going to be a lot healthier if you're going to rent out that space to know that you've gone about the proper process of remediating any sort of issues from that sewage flood. But I do think you're going to have a big mess here on your hands. The other thing is the carpet. I mean, it's a really bad idea in general to have carpet. I mean, everybody loves a cozy floor, especially in a basement, but it's just a space that's so prone to moisture. There could be leaks. There could be flooding depending on the weather conditions. And even if your basement's been bone dry, you could get a crazy storm and end up with water in the basement. So you're better off having a floor that's water resistant, something that's like a solid surface that's meant to be used below grade. And then when you're all set, get a really cute area rug just to kind of make it feel cozy, and you can clean those as needed. All right, now in terms of the sidewalk that's outside, that's probably an asphalt sealant that was used between the sidewalk and the house. I mean, just generally speaking, on the outside of your house, you want to make sure that the water is draining away from the foundation, and if that sidewalk slab happens to pitch toward the house, that's a bad thing. I mean, no matter what you seal it with, you're not going to be able to stop the water from getting into that wall. So this would be a case where you would either have to tear out the concrete and replace it, or depending on how it's built, sometimes you can lift that concrete one section at a time and actually just repitch it. All right, it's a big project here, but you can definitely get it all back in working order and get that rental back on its feet. Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Coming up, that washing machine, you know, by nature of its name, washes things, but could germs be hanging out in the washing machine between uses? We're going to share some tips on why you should be washing your washing machine, so stick around. Metal roofs are very popular these days. They're durable, long-lasting, and beautiful. With a nearly endless number of designs, styles, and colors to choose from, you can easily find a quality metal roof to fit the architectural style of your home. There are even style options that mimic shake, slate, and clay or concrete tile, yet all offer the easy care and performance advantages of metal. Add great curb appeal to your home with a metal roof. Get inspired. Visit the Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com. If you have a second story deck, you can double your outdoor space with the addition of Trex Rain Escape. This innovative underdeck drainage system features an integrated network of troughs and downspouts that capture rain and snow and funnels it away, keeping the space underneath the deck dry so it can be used. Unlike other systems that install below the joists of a deck, Trex Rain Escape uniquely installs above the joists between the framing and the deck surface boards, leaving the wood and metal structure and the space below protected from the elements. Add furniture and accessories to create a comfortable outdoor room. You can even run gas and electrical lines safely under the deck surface to power lighting, ceiling fans, appliances, and more. Trex Rain Escape is available through Home Depot and Lowe's.com and through specialty decking dealers. Visit TrexRainEscape.com to learn more and find a dealer near you.
It's time to get outside and transform your patio, porch, pool deck, and walkways with concrete resurfacing products from Deich Coatings. These top-quality real stone and granite coatings roll on easily to add beauty, durability, and traction to all of your surfaces. No artistic skills needed, and you'll love the authentic color selections. These DIY projects add value and curb appeal to your home. Learn more at the Home Depot, Lowe's, or DeichCoatings.com. That's DeichCoatings.com. Winter is the perfect time to welcome birds into your garden, and here's why. They're nature's pest control, helping to keep caterpillars, slugs, and snails in check. Our top pick here at the Money Pit to make your garden bird-friendly is the Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder. For just $20, this versatile feeder offers 3 feed tubes to accommodate different foods and attract a variety of birds, and a large capacity and durable wear-resistant metal construction for years of reliable use. Pick up your Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder today at Walmart or Walmart.com, and visit CenturionBrands.com to discover more quality lawn and garden products. Make your garden a haven for birds this winter. It's a win for them and your plants. Where we make good homes better, this is the Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. You know, spring really is the perfect time of year to get your lawn and garden in order so that it will look amazing all summer long. This is kind of setting the stage, you know, blooming color, keeping that yard looking great. But how do you do that? Well, I've got a great prize to help you get those projects done all around your yard this hour. Up for grabs, we have the Centurion 2-gallon lithium battery sprayer with USB charger and a metal wand, and it is totally effortless when you go to use it. It is a one-button start-stop. It's right at the handle. It keeps that sprayer going, and a full charge is going to give you about 120 minutes of runtime. The 14-inch metal wand has a brass nozzle, and it's going to give you a precise spray for every task, whether you are watering or fertilizing or even applying an herbicide. You can check it out online at steinhome.com. Retails for $89.99. We've got a beautiful summer yard headed out to one lucky caller. So, Jim, who's up on the phone?
Looks like we've got Jerry in Dayton, Ohio. How can we help you out today, Jerry?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. Love the show. I'm really interested in that Centurion garden sprayer. And I was hoping...
By Jerry, do you mean Jim? Jim, is this you? Jim, do you want the sprayer?
No, Leslie, I'm not allowed to win the sprayer.
Aw, Jim, I'm sorry. Let's get a real winner on the line.
All right, now we're heading to Connecticut. Leslie, we've got Nicole who's dealing with some noisy pipes. What's going on, Nicole?
Every time we flush the toilet and use a shower or wash a load of laundry, there's a well here and...
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Reading Rodeo is back in Bucking on the River, May 14th through 17th. Celebrating 77 years of nonstop rodeo action, world champion cowboys competing in the largest four-day rodeo in Northern California. Don't miss our 77th annual Redding Rodeo tradition. Get your tickets now only at reddingrodeo.com before they're gone. Redding Rodeo, where the West comes alive, May 14th through 17th.
Near it. So basically, the job of the expansion tank is It holds the water, and then it feeds off of the water from this tank when you're drawing it, and it has to go down to a certain point before it refills with more water that gets served through the pipes. So what I would have to say is just do a test. You know, have somebody else stand near the well and then run the faucets and turn them off and on and so on, and see if it's the well going on every time the water is being drawn, because that's not supposed to happen. And that could be putting a ton of wear and tear on the pump for the well. It's a lot of expense in terms of energy usage. And if you have the right type of tank in there, that could stop it from happening. If it's not the case, then it's most definitely going to be the water hammer. And you just fix that by securing the pipes to the underside of the floor joist structure. There's hangers for that. There's pipe clamps. It kind of really depends on how they're already installed, and just, you know, reattach them and make it better. There's also something called a water hammer arrestor, which is like a shock absorber for the water. And it basically goes on the end of some of those water pipe lines and just takes the pressure off. So as it's settling down, it doesn't shake the pipe as much. Does that make sense?
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much for all your help.
All right, well, good luck with that project, Nicole. Hopefully everything quiets down.
Can't touch this. I'm here all week.
Well, did you know that your washing machine might not be washing the germs out of your family's clothing? You know, over the years, a washing machine can become contaminated with, this is gross, I'm going to say it, fecal bacteria, guys.
Ugh.
And that potentially leaves millions of germs behind in that laundry. Even worse, it could be possible that viruses will linger longer on clothing, and that potentially could infect those that come in contact with them. So to kill any viruses or bacteria, first you want to wipe the washer door and that all of the seals around the washer door, especially with a front load with a solution of 25% bleach and water. Now, unless white streaks are your thing, just be careful not to spill that bleach or have it come in contact with your clothing and really wipe it away and rinse it away. Next, you want to run the washer without clothing in it using just hot water and a half a gallon of bleach. That bleach will sanitize the machine and all of the plumbing components, and that's going to kill any virus or bacteria that's been left behind. Finally, you want to be sure to select the extra rinse option here. You have to make sure that all of that bleach is cleaned out before you run that next load, and if you don't give it that extra rinse, it could kind of linger and then stain the clothing, which, you know, with bleach is not fixable. So definitely a good idea to do this. I kind of do this twice a year in my house just because, kind of a spring and fall thing, but definitely add it at least once a year into your routine. You will be thankful you did. Jim is on the line.
Hi, Kelly. You've got the Money Pit. How can we help out?
How do you get rid of freeloading bugs, slugs, and unwanted rodents from your yard, your garage, your basement, and your home?
There's a great article that's going to walk you through all of the tips to kind of keep those rodents away on MoneyPit.com. But I think this is also a good case in terms of the insects, you know, for sort of a general pesticide treatment, because where else do you begin with that kind of stuff? You know, what kind of infestation do you have going on? I think unless you know specifically what's going on to treat those specific insects, you know, a rodent's more like general management, whereas an insect is a very specific treatment for a very specific insect, and a pesticide professional or somebody that really does this for a living, they're going to know what they're targeting, how they're targeting, the right treatments for it. So, you know, and don't be afraid. You can go with these pesticide pros if you've got kids in the house and pets in the house. There is a product for every type of installation, but definitely that's where you start to get it under control. All right. I hope you get those guests out of your house quick.
Thanks so much for joining us this hour on The Money Pit. Leslie's last word this week has you doing some preventative plumbing that could save you a flood of money in the future. So stick around.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community. Marine Corps veteran Kevin Thompson from Phoenix noticed a lack of support for veterans dealing with PTSD, so he took matters into his own hands. Kevin started a peer-led support group called Silent Warriors, offering a space where veterans could talk openly about their struggles and find comfort in knowing they weren't alone. The group provides emotional support and connects veterans to local resources like counseling and therapy. Through his efforts, Kevin has helped dozens of veterans heal and thrive after their military service. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Battles aren't won solely on the field. That's a common misconception. Battles are won within, over enemies of fear, enemies of doubt. In that place where promises are kept. Promises to oneself. Promises to one's community.
Helping people move debris out of their house.
Promises to one's country. In the heart of every Marine, you'll find a promise. A promise forever kept. A promise of battles won.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger and the introduction of Dodge Power Pro.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.